the disaster, the tragedy in Hathras. What was the situation in the hospital today, a day after more than 120 people lost their lives? We have this report.
Heart-wrenching wheels as the injured and dead reach district hospitals in Hathras.
We're inside another ward right now in the Hathras District Hospital, where as well out here as well there are a lot of patients who have been injured. The injured patients are here currently undergoing treatment after the stampede.
For many, it's an excruciating wait to identify their loved ones from among the dead bodies. Urmila Devi, in search of a 16-year-old granddaughter, has been shuttling between different hospitals.
अब ढूंढते रहे कल लेते कहीं पता ही नाम चल कर रहा हूँ आपको कल ही बिछड़ गई कोई दो बजे करीब खुद ही ढूंढ लेंगे मैं तो अकेली हूँ और अकेली घूम रही हूँ अभी.
A satsang that went out of control. Who is to blame for the deaths? The authorities or the self-proclaimed godman?
आप लेकिन सबको सही करें तो हम जानेंगे कि बाबा ने जहांगी है. हाँ तो ऐसा चुप है जो आम है जो ऐसा हुआ लड़की मेरी वही जिंदगी कर दी तो हमको सही करें सब लोगों को.
चीफ मिनिस्टर योगी आदित्यनाथ विजिटेड द हॉस्पिटल एंड मेट सम ऑफ द विक्टिम्स बट ही ब्रॉट लिटिल सोलेस टू द मैन हु हैज लॉस्ट एवरीथिंग हिज वाइफ हिज डॉटर हिज मदर. एज बिनोद रेजिडेंट ऑफ शोकना विलेज इन हाथरस tears down posters of the godman in the house, he speaks of his pain at finding his family dead.
Meri ma, meri patni, meri lali bas yahi gaye. Teen jane. Maine nahi chhoda na main duniya yahan pe tha hi nahi main to bahar tha. Shaam ko maloom padi hai agar 6:30 baje se bahar se aaya main to 11:30 baje aaya hu yahan pe jab dekha hai.
Mujhe to
हाँ 11:30 बजे लो आया हूँ उनके बगला हॉस्पिटल में.
हार्ट ब्रेक इन मेनी हाउसेस इन दिस विलेज इन सिद्धांत नगर ऑफ हाथरस. दिस फैमिली हैज लॉस्ट अ डॉटर.
नहीं दिख रही थी मैं वहाँ से जैसे तैसे निकली तो मैंने फिर उसको ढूंढा. 5 मिनट बाद जब थोड़ा वहाँ से भीड़ खत्म हुई तब वो मेरे हाथों में ढरक के आ गई. एक प्राइवेट हॉस्पिटल था उन्होंने कहा कि सरकारी लेकर जाओ तुम्हारा भला हो जाएगा. वहाँ लेके गई वहाँ कोई सुविधा नहीं थी कोई भी सुविधा नहीं थी. वहाँ पे चेकिंग करके फिर उन्होंने बाहर रख दिया उसको कि अब उसको ले जाओ उसका कुछ नहीं सकता.
द क्वेश्चन रिमेन्स दैट नाउ व्हाट नेक्स्ट. दीज पीपल हैव लॉस्ट देयर डियर एंड लव्ड वंस. हु विल बी हेल्ड अकाउंटेबल फॉर दिस? द अथॉरिटीज, दिस सेल्फ प्रोक्लेम्ड गॉडमैन, or who at this point, who is to take blame? Where does the buck stop? With camera person Sachin Gupta, this is Tanushka Datta for NDTV.
Well, we've got several of our correspondents on the ground in the Hathras area trying to examine just what went wrong. I'm joined by Tanushka Datta and Vedant Agarwal. Vedant, let me come to you first. Where is this godman, this Baba? Why do the police believe that he doesn't need to be arrested immediately?
That's a very important question, Vishnu. In fact, what I'm being told by top sources within the UP police is that there is an indication now that the Baba is in fact indeed in Mainpuri inside that ashram. Remember, various guards had earlier indicated to NDTV that he is inside the ashram, but the UP police said that their teams were there earlier and he was nowhere to be found. But of course, there's heavy police deployment there outside the ashram in Mainpuri, and the UP police is suspecting certainly that he is definitely there. Now remember, as we've reported through the day, and in fact as Yogi Adityanath himself said, that there is some sort of a political connection as far as the Baba is concerned, to which Akhilesh Yadav hit back as well. Akhilesh Yadav said that there are two Babas in question, who do we hold accountable? So sort of a political war of words over that as well. But in the next 14 to 16 hours, the panel that has been formed by the UP government will government submit its report to the UP government. That's going to be important. Though what has been the most shocking development of the day is that in the FIR, the Baba was not named at all. In fact, one of his main sevadars or the organizers was named in that FIR. Serious charges like culpable homicide, etc., have been invoked in that FIR. But what I am being told, Vishnu, importantly, and let me quickly mention this, that the UP police are looking at adding the Baba's name in that FIR. So if that happens, then his arrest is, of course, likely in the next few days.
All right. I just wanted to quickly go across, and Tanushka, just wait for a little while, because we've got AP Singh, the lawyer of Bhole Baba, with us live. Mr. Singh, thank you very much for speaking to us. Do you not believe that your client is accountable for the deaths of more than 120 people?
You are absolutely right. It's a very deeply, there is no word to say and narrate this incident, what happened tomorrow before each and everywhere. But I am very, very thankful to Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who during the presidential reply of the speech in the Parliament House, he show condemned message of this Ghatna Hathras murder. I am very much thankful to Honorable Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, who given announced money and also visit today the place of incident, visit in the hospital and send
is accountable,
the DGP of
yes
Uttar
or
Pradesh.
No.
I'm very, very thankful of Uttar Pradesh Police.
No, I know you're thankful,
sir. Of Uttar Pradesh Police.
My question is not who you're thanking. My question is Bhole Baba accountable for the deaths of more than 120 people?
No. What happened? You are a senior journalist. Your channel is shown in all over world. Please see, when Narayan Sakar Hari departs from his stage, after a few minutes, this incident happened due to very much planned criminal conspiracy hatched against the Sevadar in the program and some antisocial elements planned this. And
sir, who are these antisocial elements, sir? Who do you suspect as being involved?
Yes, it will be come in the investigation. That's why SIT is investigating the matter. And I also, tomorrow I announce, if any have video footage, if any have video recording, then send to us or the send to SIT in this regard for fair investigation.
Sir, you had permission for 80,000 people at that venue. Is that correct? You had permission for 80,000 people?
There is each and every person.
Why is it that 2.5 lakh people were present?
I know. That what happened, Narayan Sakar Hari have permission of each and every legal process. Parking permission, loudspeaker permission, etc., each and every. But what happened? This samagam, satsang was organized after due election completion of February, after February to July. That's why what happened, the followers, the spiritually persons came in more numbers. This is the cause.
But so people came in more numbers and yet you had only one entry and one exit?
No. There is a number of entries. I will show. Tomorrow I will show site plan. Tomorrow I will show orders. There are a big situation of each and every gate were available.
What you are
our
saying, sir, is that there was
available.
More than
they
one entry
parking.
And one exit.
Our sevadar organized parking.
Right. No.
Our
one second, sir. Let me understand this. You are saying now that there was more than one entry and exit, but you are admitting that the number of people who came was much larger than the number of people who were allowed.
Yes.
And could you not do anything at that
due
situation?
To election code of conduct.
Why did you go on with this
satsang? I clarify my view. What happened after February to June? There was an election code of conduct. So there was no organized satsang or samagam by Narayan Sakar Hari.
Why did you start the satsang if there were 2.5 lakh
February
people,
to
sir?
June. That's why.
That's more than three times the number that you were allowed. Why did you start the satsang if there were three times more people
our committee members, our organizer always obey the all conditions, all always obey live wedding citizen, each and every time always
over Lalwani
Station. Sir, you aren't answering my question.
And over all condition imposed by the local administration, all condition imposed by the police, etc.
Sir, the condition, and you have yourself said that permission was there for 80,000 people, 2.5 lakh people came. My question to you, I will repeat that question.
No, nobody can count number. There was no any situation to count number.
The number was more than what you were allowed. You have just said it on this program.
Only what happened, I clarify, Narayan Sakarari have no mobile, no WhatsApp message, no video, no audio, no YouTube channel,
so this
no
is point
Instagram,
number two that
no
you have
Facebook,
revealed.
No page. That's why
point
there
number
is a
one
no situation
on this program
of
in the last
counting.
5 minutes, sir. You have said that the number of people who came was larger than the number of people you had permission for. And number two, you have said that there is no way that you were able to count the number of people who came. Is that not
That's
your responsibility,
why,
sir? Should you not be responsible
our,
in knowing how many people are
that
coming?
That is our responsibility. That's why I lost. That's why I lost our followers. That's why I lost our sevadars for always. That's why we lost. There is no word to say the problem of what happened.
So you admit that it is
yesterday.
Your fault.
What happened yesterday? No, it is not our fault. Not it is.
How is it not your fault if you do not know the number of people who are coming?
But some anti-social.
How is it not your fault?
No, never, never happened. Never happened this. But some anti-social elements
right.
inside.
So you have established, sir, you have established 3 points. Number one, the number of people who came is more than the number of people permitted. Number two, what you have established is that you were unable to know the number of people who had actually come. Number three, you have just said now that one of the organizers did not have a WhatsApp, did not have a phone, so there was a communication problem. That's three problems. And you are also saying that, you are also saying other things as well, that you will bring out more information tomorrow and that there are antisocial elements, but so far you have not provided any information of
yes.
antisocial elements. Okay. Let me try and get a response
yes,
at this stage.
There is a criminal conspiracy hatched against
be with us, Mr.
This
Singh.
Criminal conspiracy is regularly going
right.
on against
I
Sanatan.
Just want to go across
if
to my colleague.
This samagam is affected.
Right. I just want to go across to my colleague, Tanushka, who's been listening in on this discussion. Tanushka, do we have a rough idea? I heard it was 2.5 lakh people who came. Permission was there for 80,000. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly, Vishnu. These are the official figures that we
okay.
have. The 2.5 lakh people congregated at this
Let me get the
satsang.
Information correct. And then, you know, I will, don't worry, I will let you speak at length. I just want to understand this. The second point is that how many entries and exits were there?
One entry and one exit.
Okay. So the lawyer over there says that there were multiple, but based on our own reporting, what we have seen, what we have heard, there was just one entry and one exit, right?
Yes.
And can you describe for our viewers the location of this entry and exit and the layout of the satsang, as it were?
Yeah, sure. It was not a concrete, you know, like a set hall or anything like that. It was out in the open, in fact, on farmlands, because even a little bit of rain got the entire area so marshy, which is exactly what led to these people slipping into the ditch, quite literally a slippery slope out there. So it was not a very, a very feasible location to have such a huge congregation of people assemble onto.
Okay. Have the police in any way spoken about antisocial elements over there?
Not as of yet, no. Police sources have in fact said, as per the preliminary report that the subdivisional officer, magistrate, submitted to the district magistrate, it states, and I quote, that the sevadars or the commanders of this Bhole Baba were in fact pushing the crowd.
They were pushing the crowd when? When there was this throng towards his vehicle as he was about to leave, right?
When exactly, yes.
And as a result of that pushing, the situation got worse. Is that what has been suggested?
Aggravated.
it got aggravated. Hold on
a
second.
That's exactly what we are also understanding from the situation.
Okay. AP Singh, go ahead, sir. You disagree with some of the points. What do you have to say? This is what we've been able to independently corroborate on the ground. But please go ahead.
There was a clear position that was open lawn. That was place situated on the waste of agricultural land. So there is a no matter of gate or entry, or that was an open place. Always, each and every organized samagam organized in the of the Narayan Sakar Hari or organized by the Manav Mangal Sadbhavana Samagam, open place. There was a no matter of entry. Sevadar, always Sevadar, volunteers of Narayan Sakar Hari and Malam Mangal Milan Sadhavam Samagam, always available. Sevadar of the ladies separate and gents are separate. There is a separate accommodation for ladies, there is a separate accommodation for gents. Narayan Sakar Hari always enter from the back side of the stage and always came from the back side of it, say, and always speak their spiritual speeches after okay. Then go back from the back side.
I just want there to go back
no
to Tanushka for one second.
There is no matter of charan sparsha.
The point that Mr. Singh is saying that this is an open area and
never.
It is a field. It is established that it is a field. But when he says that entry and exit was possible from the sides as well, is that what the evidence shows?
No, that's not the case. Also, we must understand that when, you know, an open area is mentioned, it's not a field per se. It's not an open ground or a dry area. It was primarily marshy farmland where the satsang took place at, and which rapidly got very muddy through the due process of rains. And even after that, sideways as well, it was definitely an open space. That's where this lawyer is right. But the entry and exit points onto the main road was just one.
So there was no way for people to exit through the sides because it was marshy, right, is what you're saying?
Exactly, and also what we also know from the authorities is that it got really suffocating and because of the humidity as well.
All right. Okay, I just want to go across to A.K. Jain, the former Director General of Police of Uttar Pradesh. Mr. Jain, I'm just trying to look at accountability. Where does accountability start? Is the godman in question, Bhole Baba, not part? Should he not be somebody who's accountable for the death of these 120 plus people?
I think he is accountable.
So just explain that to me, Mr. Jain. If, as his lawyer is suggesting, that firstly he says he's very sorry for what has taken place, but there were organizers who failed in some way, shape or form, or there could be antisocial elements. Does that suggest that the Baba is not involved? How do you separate the Baba from, let us say, the organizers?
Chief Minister of UP has also pointed out that there can be a conspiracy. SIT has been formed. And in my opinion, SIT will look into all the aspects. They will take record statements of all the sevadars, all those people who are injured, because some of them have died. They can't give a statement. They will record the statement of policemen. Were there some people who were creating ruckus deliberately so that there is a stampede? I am sure that SIT will come to some conclusion. Forming SIT is a positive step. Judicial inquiry has also been ordered. Naturally, they will also go into details and they will also record statements. And if anything fishy comes up regarding some troublemakers, they will be identified. In my opinion, this place where Samagam was held, it is very close to GT Road. The traffic of GT Road was also affected. Vehicles had to wait for a long time. Police came and they cleared the highway. I'm told that vehicles which had come for Samagam, they were scattered over a place, over an area of 3 kilometers. And lakhs of people were there. So naturally, arrangement should be proper. You can't hold Samagam so very close to GT Road because where are the exit points? And rains are going on at this time in UP, and agricultural land will naturally get marshy. And they can be stampede. One more thing I am told, I don't know, I am yet to confirm it, that Baba encourages people to take raj, pairon ka, jahan pe mitti mein Baba ke pair padte hain, us mitti ko le jane ke liye kehte hain. Mitti ko leke jaiye, sab aapke kasht dur ho jayenge. So there was a stampede to collect the mud on which Baba was walking. So people were rushing towards the stage. This is not done. If you are inviting people to rush to stage and lakhs of people are there, then naturally there will be some sort of stampede. Now, the application which was moved by Sevadars or by the organizers to the police and to SDM will have to be examined. What were the conditions imposed? Did Baba follow all those conditions? Did Baba, his followers, Sevadars, followed all the conditions? And one more big flaw I find is that vehicle of Baba was brought to the stage and Baba then went away. And when the vehicle was being brought, Sevadars were removing people to make way for the vehicle. And same thing happened when Baba was leaving the stage. So this shouldn't have been allowed. It's the first principle, first thing of crowd control. That whenever there is Mela, like Kumbh Mela, Mag Mela, no vehicle is allowed. No VIP is allowed to move around in a vehicle, because otherwise it will lead to stampede. So
hold on for one second, sir. You made lots of important points. And I'd like to just run that graphic through Mr. A.P. Singh once of all the provisions which were not there on the ground. So let's have that graphic up if we can, full frame. This is what we have compiled in terms of things which were missing. Number one, no ambulances were present on the spot. If they weren't, they weren't in any proper numbers. No proper entry and exit points were designated, right? You have to have signages. Emergency evacuation routes were not marked. We're talking about 2.5 lakh people in a particular area. What else? No barricading on routes taken by the Baba. And no proper ventilation at the satsang venue at a time when it was intensely humid. Right? So, Mr. Singh, final question to you. I mean, is this not...
The place was open. So, there was no question of ventilation.
Okay.
Open place. First hour. Second, there was no method of charna sparsh, mud, raja. No. Strictly prohibited by Narayan Sakar Hari, nobody will touch his feet. Second thing, gates were already available due to open place. There is an open place. National highway is available, bypass is available, gate of different vehicles, different public persons are available. Police were available. Sevadar of Narayan Sakar Hari and Madam Mangal Milan Sadbhavna Samagam were available. Ladies Sevadar were there available. Always, each and every. But what happened only due to criminal conspiracy hatched by some antisocial elements against Samagam, against Satsang. That's why this happened. This incident was happened. Happened was very worsely. We condemn each and every person. We very much thankful for media persons, our chief ministers, our prime minister, our defense minister, Rajnath Singh,
and all the thanks aside, there was a hospital of Sikandra Rao.
There is a hospital of Eta Hospital, Aligarh Hospital, Sikandra
Rao. And yet something like this has happened. Right. Let's go across to Nahid Lari Khan of National Spokesperson of the Samajwadi Party. Do you accept any of the points mentioned by AP Singh? A, it was well ventilated. B, there were rules which were followed. And therefore, it was possibly antisocial elements. Do you accept any of these arguments?
See, Vishnuji, the incident of Hathras is very unfortunate and heartbreaking. Samajwadi Party and India Alliance offers condolences to the families of the victims. See, the incident of Hathras is a complete failure of administration as well as the government. Now, why I'm saying administration? Because even if there's a gathering of 25,000 to 50,000 people, then it's the responsibility of the administration to take care. Administration means the government. be it any government, but administration means the government. Now, recently we had these Lok Sabha elections. Modi ji would come to UP for to address small gatherings.
Okay, Nahid, I'm interrupting you only because we've got the minister, and I will come back to you after this. Asim Arun, Minister of State with Independent Charge and Social Welfare, Government of UP, joins us. Mr. Arun, thank you very much for being with us. Is it the responsibility of the state machinery at some stage that if there are 2.5 lakh people who have assembled in one area, A, they need to have been permitted, and B, all the safety steps and measures should have been there in place? This seems to have been missing.
Indeed, there is. The first 24 hours was full of challenges related to rescue and relief work, which we have done considerably well. This required a lot of sensitivity, particularly about handling the dead bodies, connecting the unidentified corpses with the families, which is almost complete now. Second task is to conduct a detailed investigation and an inquiry into the incident. That has begun now. CM Shri Yogi Adityanath ji visited the spot today. I was with him. And he has taken very important decisions about the investigation. Apart from the investigation, an inquiry committee has been constituted under the chairmanship of ADG Zone Agra. And CM Yogi Adityanath ji announced the constitution of a judicial commission headed by a retired judge, and the notification should be issued very quickly. Now, the task before us to first identify who are the guilty, punish them the way law requires to. Second, we have to look at more comprehensively how such organizations put these events together. It's a peculiar situation where most of these such organizations, I've been a police officer myself, they say that we will manage everything inside the campus and you don't need to deploy any police, which is not right. So in this case, police was deployed inside because the police and magistrates are experts in crowd handling, and this cannot be left to sevadars alone. I'm sure sevadars alone, they do a good job, but we need expert and government handling for such large gatherings. So, Mukhyamantri ji has asked for a standard operating procedure to be constituted. If 1,000 people are coming together, if 1 lakh people are coming together, we should know what are the civic amenities which are required, toilet, water, etc., how many entry exit points should they be there, what should be the size, how many cameras should be installed, so that we will learn our lesson from this incident. We will create a SOP so that such incidents don't happen ever in the future. And everyone, whether it is the organizer, whether it is the Baba, whether it is the government officials, whoever is responsible for the lapse, for the criminal liability, they will be brought to book.
The Baba has not been named in the FIR. Why is that the case? Yeah. I mean, being named in an FIR doesn't mean you're guilty. But why has he not been named?
The FIR is mentioned the name of the person who asked for the permission. And it also says several other people were involved. So this is just a legal process. So please don't read much into it. We are investigating it deeply. And I assure you, every person who is responsible for this lapse, everyone who has a criminal liability, everyone who is administratively responsible for handling this better, would be taken to task.
All right, Mr. Asim Arun, thanks very much for being with us.